旧约诗篇一百二十九篇。
Let's read the Old Testament Psalm 129.
在旧约，在圣经的大概在中间的地方有诗篇。
Right about in the middle of the Bible, there are the Psalms.
诗篇一百二十九篇。
Psalm 129.
以色列当说：从我幼年以来，敌人屡次苦害我。
Many times they have persecuted me from my youth up, let Israel now say.
从我幼年以来，敌人屡次苦害我，却没有胜了我。
Many times they have persecuted me from my youth up, yet they have not prevailed against me.
如同浮犁的，在我背上浮犁而耕，耕的犁沟甚长。
The plowers plowed upon my back, they lengthened their furrows.
耶和华是公义的。他砍断了恶人的绳索。
The Lord is righteous. He has cut in two the cords of the wicked.
愿恨恶锡安的都蒙羞退后。
Let may all who hate Zion be put to shame and turned backward.
愿他们像房顶上的草，未长成而枯干。
Let them be like grass upon the housetops, which withers before it grows.
收割的不够一把。捆合的也不满怀。
With which the reaper does not fill his hand, or the binder of sheaths his bosom.
过路的也不说，愿耶和华所赐的福归于你们，我们奉耶和华的名给你们祝福。
Nor do those who pass by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord.
我们读新约希伯来书。
Let's read Hebrews in the New Testament.
希伯来书在新约圣经比较靠后的地方。
Hebrews is toward the end of the New Testament.
希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
新约希伯来书第十二章。
In the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 12.
我们从第五节开始。
Let's start with verse 5.
你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话说，我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心。
And you have forgotten the exhortation which is addressed to you as sons. My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when you are reproved by him.
因为主所爱的，他必管教。有鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
For those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he scourges every son whom he receives.
你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子，焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？
It is for discipline that you endure. God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline?
管教原是众子所共受的。你们若不受管教，就是私子，不是儿子了。
But if you are without discipline, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate children and not sons.
再者，我们曾有生身的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗？
Furthermore, we had earthly fathers to discipline us, and we respected them.Shall we not much rather be subject to the Father of spirits and live?
生身的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
For they disciplined us for a short time as seemed best to them, but he disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness.
凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经炼过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
All discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful, but sorrowful. Yet to those who have been trained by it, afterwards it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness.
我们圣经就先读到这里。
This concludes our scripture reading.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
现在天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you.
因为你实在爱了我们。
Because you truly love us.
主啊，愿早晨，你再将你的爱浇灌在我们的里面。
May this morning pour out your life, your love into us.
你借着圣灵来开启我们里面的眼睛。
Through the Holy Spirit, open our inner eyes.
赐给我们那赐人智慧启示的灵。
Grant us the spirit of revelation and of wisdom.
让我们对你有更多的一点的认识。
So that we have a little bit more of understanding of
you. 让我们能够在你的面前，实在成为一个蒙爱的儿女。
So that before you, we can be children beloved by our Father.
因为你在我们身上实在要成就你自己的美意。
Because you want to accomplish your pleasing will in us.
愿我们实在心思意念都被你更新而变化。
May you transform our minds and thoughts, and reform them.
让我们能够查验何为你那善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
So that we can taste the perfect will.
主，我们愿意一同的来到你的面前。
Lord, we want to come before you together.
让我们早晨在这里都能够与你有更深的连接。
So that this morning here we can have a further communion with you.
让我们更多的享受你自己的同在。
And we can enjoy more of your presence.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
这段时间。有一位弟兄他出去找工作。
This period, there's a brother who went out to look for a job.
我问他说，那你这回是不是要离开我们这里了？
So I asked him, are you going to leave us here?
他跟我讲说，还没有那么快。
He said, not so soon.
他说，就算那个工作的单位聘用他的话。
Even if the department employs him.
说还要有差不多半年的这个叫什么 security check， 就是这个安全的调查。
There will still be 6 months of security clearance.
他说因为他那个工作呢是国家的一个保密的一个工作。
Because his job is highly classified.
所以那个工作单位要看看他是不是恐怖分子。
Because, therefore, his department needs to know whether he's a terrorist.
所以他说还不着急，至少得有半年的时间。
So he said, "Do not hasten. There's still another half a year of time."
我听他这样告诉我，心里面得到一点的安慰。
So I'm a little comforted by what he said to me.
另一面，我就想起主的一段话。
On the other hand, I was reminded of a passage from the Lord.
说耶和华的眼目遍察全地。
The eyes of the Lord goes back and forth.
为了显大能。帮助那心向他诚实的人。
And to manifest himself and to reveal himself to the ones who are honest in their hearts.
我们的神今天也在全地在找人。
Our God is also searching among the people on this earth.
他找人的那个条件是更高的。
But his criteria for looking for men is even higher.
因为我们的神他不是仅仅要把一个工作托付给我们。
Because our Lord is only merely entrusting a job to us.
他不仅仅是要找一般的人来为他做事。
It is not just for him to search for a group of people to do his
work. 我们的神，他乃是要找一般的人。
Our God is searching for a people.
乃是可以把他自己的荣耀托付给他们。
So that God can entrust his glory to them.
乃是能把他儿子的见证托付给他们。
So that he can entrust the testimony of his son to them.
或者说，我们换句话说，是把神的儿子他自己来托付给他们。
In other words, God is entrusting the son himself to them.
所以，就着这个托付来讲
，So with respect to this entrustment,
我想没有一个天然的生命是合格的。
Not any natural life would pass.
Qualify. 我想没有一个。天然的生命能够胜任这样一个托付。
Not any single natural life can do this entrustment well.
实在说来，任何一个天然的生命对于这个托付来讲。
In reality, any natural life with regard to this entrustment.
这都是非常恐怖的。
It is horrifying.
我们可以说天然的人对于神的这一个荣耀的托付都是恐怖分子。
All natural men, when it in regard to the glorious entrustment of God, to them, to God, it is they are terrorists.
弟兄姊妹，我们要认识这件事情。
Brothers and sisters, we have to recognize this fact.
神今天在遍查全地。
God is seeking back and forth.
他要找到什么样的人才能够让他把这个他的荣耀托付给他们呢？
What kind of people is he looking for so that he can entrust his glory to them?
所以在我们读约翰福音第二章的时候，
So when we read John 2,
主耶稣在耶路撒冷行了很多的神迹。
The Lord Jesus has accomplished many signs and miracles.
所以很多人就愿意来信从他。
So a lot of people are willing to follow him.
但圣经上告诉我们，主却不把他自己托付给他们。
However, the Bible told us that he did not entrust himself to them.
因为他知道万人。
Because he knew all men.
他也不需要人来见证人怎样。
And because he did not need anyone to bear witness concerning man for him.
因为他知道人心里所存的。
For he himself knew what was in man.
没有一个天然的人可以来胜任这个托付。
Not a natural man can do this entrustment well.
那他能够把他这个托付给谁呢？
So who can he entrust this entrustment to?
所以紧接着在约翰第三章里面，
So following immediately in chapter 3 of John,
主就说你们必须要重生。
So the Lord said, you have to be born again.
神儿子的见证能够托付给谁呢？
Who can God entrust the testimony of his son to?
只能够托付给一般蒙恩重生的人。
He can only entrust to a people who have been saved by grace.
你们必须从上面而生。
You have to be born from above.
你们必须要重生。
You have to be born again.
因为只有神儿子的生命才能够承受这一个托付。
Because only the life of Christ, of his son, can do this entrustment.
你们若不重生，就不能够见神的国。
Because if you are not born again, you cannot enter into the kingdom
of God. 若不重生，就不能够进神的国。
If you are not born again, you cannot enter into the kingdom of
God. 就不能够带进神的旨意。
And you cannot bring into the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，在所有的受造物的里面，
Brothers and sisters, among all the created things,
只有人可以重生。
Only man can be born again.
只有人可以接受神的生命。
Only man can receive the life of God.
我们看见人在所有的受造的之物里面是何等尊贵的一位。
We see that a man among all the created things of God is such a honorable thing.
只有人能够带进神这个荣耀的旨意。
Because man can bring into the glorious will of God.
所以在夏令会的里面，
So during the summer conference,
我们弟兄就特别的告诉我们，
Our brother particularly told us,
要注重这个生命。
That we have to pay attention to this life.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们是蒙恩得救的人。
Brothers and sisters, today we are people saved by grace.
我们今天是重生的人。
We are people who are born again.
我们领受了另外一个新的生命。
We have received another life.
我们需要注重这个生命。
So we have to pay attention to this life.
我们需要跟随这个生命。
We have to follow this life.
我们需要持守这个生命。
We have to take hold of this life.
所以围绕着这个生命的主题。
So around this theme of life.
我和弟兄姊妹交通到两个方面。
So I have fellowship with you on two particular areas.
我们曾经交通过生命的自由。
We've talked about the liberty of life.
我们也交通到生命的光。
We've also fellowshiped on the light of life.
今天要和弟兄姊妹交通一个题目。
Today I'm going to fellowship with you on this topic.
生命的管教。
Which is the discipline of life.
你说为什么要叫生命的管教呢？
You would ask, why is it called the discipline of life?
因为管教是和生命连接在一起的。
Because discipline is interconnected with life.
没有生命是不能够管教的。
Without life, you cannot be disciplined.
那个我儿子有一次他淘气。
One time my son was naughty.
趁着我们不注意的时候。
When we were not paying attention.
他拿剪刀到处去剪。
He used his pair of scissors to cut everything.
有的真的花给他剪掉了。
There are some true flowers that were cut off by him.
有的假花也被他剪掉了。
There were also fake flowers that were cut off by him.
所有的假花被他剪掉的地方再也不能长出来了。
All the fake flowers that were cut off could not be alive again.
管教是和生命连接在一起的。
Discipline is connected with life.
管教和生命是有密切的关系的。
There's a very close relationship between discipline and life.
我想我们大家都晓得一件事。
I think we all know one thing.
就是生命哈是不怕管教。
Which is life is not afraid of discipline.
当所罗门在写箴言的时候。
when Solomon was writing the Proverbs,
他说你要用杖啊管教你的儿子。
He said that you have to use the rod to discipline your son.
你不要怕。
And do not be afraid.
他必不至于死。
He will not perish.
所罗门告诉我们说，如果是管教的话。
Solomon told us that if it is a true discipline.
如果他不是刑罚的话。
If it were not punishment.
你不用怕。
Do not be afraid.
生命是不怕管教的。
Life is not afraid of discipline.
这个曾经跟大家讲过我自己种丝瓜的经历。
I have shared with you my experience of planting these melons.
有个弟兄就问我说，你吹了半天牛，这个你的丝瓜吃了几次呢？
So a brother asked me, you have boasted so many times. So how many times have you eaten of these Chinese melons?
我说我一条还没吃到呢。
I said I have not eaten one.
我说，但是我学了很多的功课。
But I have learned many, many lessons.
这个我在种这个丝瓜的时候。
As I was planting these Chinese melons.
啊，这个丝瓜实在是多灾多难。
The Chinese melons are truly afflicted.
开始太太种好以后，我不知道。
At first, my wife planted them, and I didn't know.
打草的时候就把它那个打掉了。
So I was mowing the lawn, so I killed all of them.
好不容易，后来又长出来了。
So finally, they grew again.
然后又有那个虫子去吃那个叶子。
But the worms ate up the leaves.
本来就长了就这么两三片叶子。
There were only two or three leaves to begin with.
被这些虫子吃的差不多了。
After the worms, there weren't any much left.
我想这个丝瓜恐怕是活不下去了。
I think these Chinese melons would not live anymore.
那弟兄就劝我说，你要加肥。
So a brother told me you have to put fertilizer in it.
我说不能随便加，我说会把它烧死掉的。
I said you cannot put too much, it will burn them.
说丝瓜不怕的。
He said, Chinese melons are not afraid of fertilizers.
好了，我就买了化肥，这个有机肥都加进去。
So I put in chemical and organic fertilizers.
本来长得很绿的，一下都变成黄了。
Previously they were green, now they became yellow.
然后他就告诉我，你赶紧把它拔出来，重新种。
So he told me, pull out all your Chinese melons and grow again.
本来只是发蔫发黄而已。
Previously, it was only the leaves turning yellow.
当我这样重新种的时候，所有叶子都变成黑色的了。
When I grow again, all the leaves turn black.
我太太就跟我说，你把它拔掉算了。
So my wife said, why don't you pull them out?
一点盼望都没有了。
There's no hope.
但是我里面感觉说，也许还有点盼望。
So in me, I thought that maybe there's a little hope.
我想这是生命。
I think this is life.
生命是非常稀奇的一件事。
Life is an amazing thing.
后来它又重新长芽
，so it started to grow again.
又重新长叶子
leaves started to grow.
现在已经开花结果
，now there are flowers and it's bearing fruit.
弟兄姊妹，生命是非常稀奇的
，brothers and sisters, life is an amazing thing.
生命是不怕管教的
，life is not afraid of discipline.
不仅不怕管教
，not only is it not afraid of discipline,
甚至不怕摧残
，it is not even afraid of destruction.
这不过还是地上的生命就是了。
This is merely earthly life.
今天主所赐给我们的生命乃是复活的生命。
Today, the life that the Lord Jesus has given us is the
resurrection
life. 上次
我们的弟兄特别告诉我们这件事。
So last time, our brother particularly mentioned.
他说我们这个教会啊，好像一个倒栽的一棵树。
So our brother said that the church is like a tree that is planted invertly.
这棵树根是在天上的。
The roots of this tree is in the heavens.
虽然仇敌今天在地上可以毁坏神的教会。
Even though the enemies of God can destroy the church,
它可以把所有的叶子都把它打掉。
It can beat up all the leaves.
把所有的果子都把它砍掉。
He can cut off all the fruit.
好像整棵树都要死掉了一样。
As if the whole tree is dying.
但是这一棵树乃是复活生命的。
However,
有复活生命的。
However, this tree is a resurrection life.
你越去残害它。
The more you try to destroy it.
你越去毁坏它。
The more you try to destroy it,
它越丰富的彰显出来。
The more it will be manifested.
它长得就越好。
And it will live even better.
在教会历史上就是这样。
It is evident in the church history.
仇敌无论怎样的毁坏神的教会。
No matter how the enemy tries to,
无论他用怎样的诡计来分裂神的教会。
No matter what kind of wicked scheme that used to separate the church.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们也许没有受到外面的逼迫。
Brothers and sisters, maybe we did not endure any outward persecution.
但是仇敌借着我们自己的软弱，常常毁坏我们的教会。
However, the enemy uses weaknesses to destroy God's church.
但是这个生命是不怕残害。
However, this life is not afraid of
destruction. 这个生命乃是吞灭死亡的生命。
This life can actually swallow up death.
虽然仇敌常常这样来毁坏我们。
Even though the enemy tried to destroy us.
但你发现神的工作却越发的开展。
However, you see that the work of God is developed more and more.
更多的人蒙恩得救。
More people are saved by grace.
更多的人心转向主。
More people's turn their hearts to God.
因为生命是不怕管教的。
Brothers and sisters, life is not afraid of discipline.
刚才我们说过，只要他有生命。
Earlier we said that as long as someone has life,
你就可以管教。
You can discipline.
而且有生命才能管教。
It is only with life that you can discipline.
而且我们可以这样讲，有父的生命才能管教。
We can say in other words, as long as you have the life of the Father, then you can go through discipline.
这个有的时候我们在教会里看见好几个小男孩在那里跑来跑去。
A lot of times you see a lot of these young boys running around in a church building.
他们在那里这个把整个的这个地方都搅得一塌糊涂。
They turn the place upside down.
然后我就把我儿子揪出来。
So I yanked out my son.
我把他带到办公室去。
I took him to the office.
我管教他。
So I disciplined him.
跟他一起跑的有好几个人。
There were several people running around with him.
别的孩子我是没有资格管教的。
Other people, I'm not qualified enough to discipline.
不敢管教。
I dare not discipline them.
我们只能提醒一下。
You can only remind them.
最多警告一下。
You can warn them a little.
但是有父生命的。
However, he who has the life of the Father,
那要把他揪出去。
I can yank him out.
弟兄姊妹，管教乃是众子所共受的。
Discipline is all that would partake.
弟兄姊妹，当神管教我们的时候，
brothers and sisters, when God disciplines us,
这是我们得救的确据。
This is the proof of our salvation.
弟兄姊妹。管教是众子所共受的。
Brothers and sisters, discipline is for all to partake.
管教不是苦待。
Discipline is not maltreatment.
管教是优待。
This is a good treatment.
弟兄姊妹，只有儿子才能管教。
You can only discipline sons.
没有一个儿子是例外的。
No one son is.
只要他有父的生命。
As long as you have the life of the Father.
主的话讲得很清楚。
The word of God, the Lord is clear.
那是众子所共受的。
This is for all to partake.
弟兄姊妹，很多的东西都不是众子所共受的。
Not many things are for all to partake.
很多的恩赐不是众子所共受的。
Not many gifts are for all to partake.
讲道的恩赐不是众子所共受的。
The gift of speaking is not for all to partake.
说方言不是众子所共受的。
Speaking in tongues is not for all to partake.
绿卡不是众子所共受的。
Green card is not for all to partake.
弟兄姊妹，但是有一件事是众子所共受的。
Brothers and sisters, however, there's one thing for all to partake.
管教乃是众子所共受的。
Discipline is for all to partake.
如果我们得救了。
If we have been saved.
如果我们说我们蒙恩了。
If we say we have been saved by grace.
已经很多年了。
And it has been many, many years.
从来没有被神管教过。
And we have never been disciplined by God.
我们要很小心。
We have to be careful.
恐怕这个神马上就要管教我们了。
Because God may be disciplining us.
因为管教是众子所共受的。
Because discipline is for all to partake.
如果说我们说我们蒙恩得救了。
If we say that we have been saved by grace.
我这一生都没有经历过神的管教。
We have never experienced the discipline of God in our whole life.
我们要特别的小心。
We have to be particularly careful.
我们要问问主，说我是不是有那个生命在里面。
We have to ask the Lord, do we truly have this life
within? 我是不是从父生的？
Have I been born of the Father?
弟兄姊妹，今天很多的时候，当我们遇到一些的这个难处的时候
，Brothers and sisters, these days when we encounter difficulties,
我们常常觉得好像是不是我们不是神的儿女一样
？A lot of times we feel like as if we were not children of God.
好像我们在那里怀疑主的爱
，and we doubted the love of God.
弟兄姊妹，管教乃是我们蒙恩得救的确据。
Brothers and sisters, discipline is the sure proof of our salvation.
所以当神管教我们的时候，
so when God disciplines us,
我们里面应该感恩呢。
We have to be thankful within.
我们里面的信心应该起来。
We have to increase our faith.
感谢主，我真的是神的儿女。
We thank God that we are truly children of God.
我不是领养的。
We are not adopted.
我是神所生的。
I'm born of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见说管教乃是
众子所共受的。
Brothers and sisters, we see that a discipline is for all to partake.
管教乃是神的优待。
Discipline is well treatment by God.
你有父的生命才能够管教的。
Only if you have possessed the life of the Father, then you can go through discipline.
今天神绝对不会再惩罚我们。
Today, God will surely not punish us.
因为主耶稣在十字架上为我们已经担当了一切对罪的刑罚。
Because the Lord on the cross has borne all the punishment of sin and
transgression.
What God is accomplishing us today is discipline only.
无论你觉得有多么的苦,
no matter how hard it is,
无论你觉得环境有多么的艰难,
no matter how hard the difficulties are,
绝不是神追讨我们的罪孽。
It is truly not because God is looking to us for our
sins. 因为在神的面前，我们需要有这样的信心。
Brothers and sisters, before God, we have to have this faith.
管教和刑罚是不一样的。
Discipline is different from punishment.
你就落在我的手里是管教。
If you fall in my hand, it is punishment.
如果我儿子落在警察的手里，那是刑罚。
If my son falls in the hands of the police, that is punishment.
弟兄姊妹，大卫特别晓得这件事。
Brothers and sisters, David particularly was aware of this.
有一次神要管教他。
One time God wanted to punish him.
让他选三样。
God wanted him to choose three things.
三样你选一样。我来管教你。
Choose one out of three things so that I can discipline you.
大卫一样都没有选。
David did not pick anyone.
但他知道一件事。
But he knew one thing.
他要在耶和华的手中。
He wanted to fall in the hands of the Lord.
他不要落在人的手。
He did not want to fall in the hands of
the Lord. 只要在耶和华的手里。
As long as he was in the hands of the Lord.
你知道那是管教。
He knew that was discipline.
那绝不是刑罚。
That was truly not punishment.
你说管教的杖啊，那上面都裹了很多很多的爱的。
You know, the rod of discipline is wrapped around by love.
这个当我们要管教孩子的时候。
As we are about to discipline our children.
弟兄姊妹常常给我们很多提醒。
Brothers and sisters gave us a lot of reminders constantly.
买那个棍子要头是扁的。
If you buy a rod, the tip of the rod has to be flat.
那个声音很大。
So it has create a very loud noise.
很痛。
It's very painful.
但是呢，却不伤害你的孩子。
But it will not hurt your child.
后来有的那个弟兄就跟我讲说，你不仅要买那个扁头，而且还要缠上布。
And then later, brothers would tell me that not only do you have to buy rods that are flat on the top, you also have to wrap cloth around it.
因为这样就不会打青了，不会打青了，就那个就不会产生那 bruise.
Oh, then you will not create bruises on the child.
那么后来有的人进一步告诉你要在上面还要抹上油。
Then furthermore, some brothers would say that you have to dip that rod in oil.
就抹上油以后啊，这个连那个红的印记都没有的。
You have dipped the rod in the oil. You won't even have any red marks.
弟兄姊妹，当我们落在耶和华手里的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when we fall into the hands of God.
当父来管教我们的时候。
When the Father disciplines us.
你知道每一下那上面都过了多少的爱。
You know that the rod is wrapped around with so much love.
弟兄姊妹，有生命才能够管教他。
Brothers and sisters, only life can go through discipline.
不仅仅生命不怕管教。
Not only is life not afraid of discipline.
不仅仅有生命才能够管教。
Not only can you only go through discipline with life.
而且你发现要达到生命最高的目的，就必须要经过管教。
If you want to accomplish the highest goal of this life, you have to go through discipline.
弟兄姊妹，没有目的的生命是不需要管教的。
Brothers and sisters, if you do not have a goal in life, you do not need to go through discipline.
你发现任何一个没有目的的生命，
you notice that all lives without goals,
它一点都不需要管教。
They do not need discipline.
但如果你盼望一个生命能够产生一个目的的话，
however, if you desire for this life to reach certain goals,
你发现就需要管教。
Then you need discipline.
我们门前有两束的花。
Before our house, we have two flower bushes.
我们盼望它们每年都能够结出这个很好的这个花朵来。
We hope every year they will bear good flowers.
头一年我们不晓得。
First year we were unaware.
我们怕说把它剪坏了。
We thought that we could prune it wrong.
所以一点都没有动它。
So we did not touch it at all.
第二年长了很多的虫子。
Then the second year, many, many worms came out.
这个我看邻居家的树跟我一模一样。
I saw that my neighbors had the exact same flower bushes.
他的那个花怎么开得那么好？
How come his flowers were bearing nice flowers?
一点虫子都没有。
There was no worm at all.
后来到了秋天，我发现他原来山那里把它都剪掉了。
I noticed that in the fall he cut them all up.
所以我也学着把它还剪一剪。
So I copied him and then also cut them up.
还是不敢多剪。
But I dare not cut too much.
他说剪剪了最后不开花怎么办？
So if I couldn't, if I cut too much and it ultimately does not bear flowers, what would happen?
到了到了这个来年的时候呢，它这个虫子不长，但是花开的不太好。
So in the following year, there were no worms, but the flowers weren't that great.
到了第三年，我们就是忍心把所有的出来的地方都把它剪掉。
So in the third year, we decided to cut it all up.
后来它长得非常的好。
And it grew up very, very well.
弟兄姊妹，如果你盼望一个生命要达到一个目的的话
，If you desire life to reach a certain goal，
一定经过管教。
You have to undergo discipline.
现在好像有那个奥林匹克，对吧
？Here we have Olympics.
如果要拿冠军的话
，If you want to be the first place，
如果你盼望这个生命能够达到那个冠军的目的
，If you want your life to reach the first place，
一定经过很多很多的训练。
It has to go through much training.
经过很多的管教
It has to go through much discipline.
如果不经过管教就可以拿冠军的话
If you do not have to go through a discipline and you can win first place.
我也想去雅典试一试
Then I can go to Athens and try it out.
弟兄姊妹，这是不可能的一件事
Brothers and sisters, this is impossible.
弟兄姊妹，神今天在神儿女身上的目的
Brothers and sisters, God's purpose in the children of God today.
是整个宇宙中最高的目的
It's the highest goal in this universe.
所以他在他儿女身上的管教也是最严格的管教。
So his discipline in his children is also the strictest discipline.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们会忘记这件事。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we will forget about this fact.
可能我们会忘记我们为什么蒙恩得救。
Maybe we would forget why we're saved by grace.
但我们的神他不会忘记的。
But our God would not forget.
我们的神绝不放弃他的目的。
Our God would not give up His goal.
因为他是那位说有就有、命立就立的神。
Because He is the one who says that there is and there is.
他说他的筹算一定要立定了。
And so that even His plannings would take place.
他的思念一定存到永远的。
And His mind would endure forever.
弟兄姊妹，他在我们身上的目的一定要实现的。
Brothers and sisters, His goal in us will surely accomplish.
所以他一定要把我们带回来。
So he will truly bring us back.
他一定要借着管教，让我们能够达到他在我们身上的目的。
So through discipline, he would truly accomplish the goal for us in his life.
有的时候我们读主的话的时候
，Sometimes we read the word of God.
我们觉得非常的甜美。
We feel very sweet.
有时候我们也愿意来顺服。
And we're willing to obey.
当我们这样顺服的时候
，As we obey,
但在我们生命中就有喜乐，就有平安。
And there's a joy and peace in our lives.
但在我们生命就能够结出果子来。
And our life would bear fruit.
但这还不是神在我们身上的那个最高的目的。
However, this is not the highest goal for our lives.
神在我们身上的目的乃是要多结果子。
God's goal in our life is to bear much fruit.
所以，如果我们是一个结果子的
，So if we are someone who bear fruit,
圣经上就告诉他就来修剪干净。
The Bible says that he would prune.
他就来管教我们。
And he would discipline us.
因为他要让果子结得更多。
Because he wants us to bear more fruit.
好让父因我们得着荣耀。
So that the Father can gain his glory.
所以如果我们要达到神的目的。
So if we want to accomplish the goal of God.
但是一面你要接受神的话。
So on one hand you have to receive the word of God.
另一面你必须要接受神的管教。
On the other hand, you have to receive the discipline of God.
如果不接受神的管教的
if you reject the discipline of
God, 我们也许会结一点的果子
maybe we'll bear a little fruit.
但是我们不会多结果
However, we will not bear much fruit.
我们的果子不会长存
Our fruit will not be everlasting.
弟兄姊妹，神在我们身上要让我们达到呢更高的目的
Brothers and sisters, God wants us to achieve a higher goal in life.
主说，有一般人是聪明的人。
The Lord says there's a group of people who are wise.
他们听了主的命令以后，他们就去遵行。
They hear the word of God and they follow.
他们好像什么人？什么样的人呢
？What are they like？
因为好像那些人呢、啊，他们深深的挖地。
They're the people who dig deep.
那么把那个他们的房子建在磐石的上面。
So that they can build their house upon the rock.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们愿意顺服主的命令。
Brothers and sisters, if we want to follow the will of God,
我们可以有建造。
We can have building.
而且可以建造在磐石的上面。
We may even be able to build on the rock.
但你发现因着我们人自己的软弱。
However, because of our human weaknesses.
你发现这些建造很多的时候没有照着那山上的样式。
You notice that a lot of this building is not in accordance with
the pattern on the mountain. 很多时候有人的掺杂。
There's a lot of mixture from men.
有许多人的意见在里面。
There's a lot of human opinions.
有许多人的荣耀在里面。
There's also a human glory.
这个前一段时间，我们那边有龙卷风把房子给刮破了一点。
Earlier there was a tornado and it tore down a little bit of our house.
有一点这个漏雨。
So it was dripping from the rain.
我们就请工人来把那个边上的那木板都换掉。
So we asked a workman to change out all the planks.
他们换的时候。
As they were changing.
非常的稀奇。
Amazingly.
有一差不多这么大一块的地方啊，全是蜂房。
There was a huge area where it was filled with beehives.
里面全是蜂蜜。
It was filled with honey.
所以我一拿起来那个蜂蜜就从上面流下来。
So when I pulled the plank, the honey would drip out.
那是蜂房下滴的蜜。
It was honey from the beehives.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候在我们的建造的里面。
A lot of times in our building.
有许许多多这些掺杂。
There is much a mixture.
如果神不管教的话，
if God does not discipline us,
弟兄姊妹，你发现有的时候我们建造的恐怕是一个很小的一个教会。
If God does not discipline us, maybe we're building a very small church.
可能只能容下几个人。
We may only contain a few people.
跟我们不大一样的人就容不下了。
We cannot contain other people who are not like us. 我们是有了建造。We have building.
但是我们必须要接受神的管教。
But we have to receive the discipline of God.
只有借着神的管教，我们的心才能被扩大一点。
It is only through the discipline of God that our hearts can be expanded.
让我们的建造能够容纳每一个弟兄姊妹。
So that our building can contain every single brother and sister.
弟兄姊妹，如果要达到生命的目的，
brothers and sisters, in order to accomplish the goal of life,
神一定要在我们身上做管教的工作。
God will surely do His work of disciplining.
所以你发现神的管教的工作是非常周密的。
So you see that the discipline of God is indeed very detailed.
它是周密的计划。
He had planned very detailedly.
他不是随随便便来管教我们。
He does not discipline us casually.
他乃是照着一个目标来管教我们。
He disciplines us in accordance with.
在我们眼中好像是杂乱无章的。
In our mind, it is haphazard.
好像那个刺绣的，你看见那个背面一样。
It is like you only see the backside of the embroidery.
当你翻过来一看的时候。
However, you turn to the front side.
发现一个美丽的图画。在你的面前
you see a beautiful pattern before you.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神他太智慧了。
Brothers and sisters, our God is too wise.
生生的父都是随己意，站随己意来管教我们。
Earthly fathers discipline us according to the moment that seems
right
to them.
但是我们的神，他乃是照着他荣耀的心意来管教我们。
However, our God disciplines us according to His glorious
will. 让我们能够在他的性情上有份。
So that we can partake of His
divine
nature.
让我们结出平安的果子来。
So that we can bear the fruit of peaceful fruit of righteousness.
那就是义。
Righteousness.
所以这是神的管教。
So this is the discipline of God.
所以。在我们说到神管教的时候
So as we talk about the discipline of God
有的时候我们很怕
A lot of times we are afraid
弟兄姊妹那个怕不是从主来的
That afraid is not from the Lord
如果我们看见什么叫做生命的管教
If we can see the discipline of life
我们就愿意把自己交托在主的手里
We're willing to entrust ourselves in the hands of the Lord
在新约圣经里面常常给我们看见这些的真理
The New Testament shows us much truth.
但在旧约的圣经里面，常常给我们看见这些真理的图画。
In the Old Testament, we see pictures of these truths.
所以我想说，是不是能够在旧约圣经里面找到一幅这个讲到管教的这么一幅图画
？So I was thinking if I can find a picture about discipline in the Old Testament.
当我们读这些旧约的人物的时候
，As we read about the characters in the Old Testament,
我想说到管教，我们常常会想起雅各来。
Every time we talk about discipline, we think about Jacob.
我们知道雅各这个人一生都在神的管教的里面。
The whole life of Jacob is under the discipline of God.
就好像诗篇129篇这里所说的。
Just like Psalm 129.
说从他幼年以来。
From my youth up.
他仇敌屡次苦害我呀。
My enemies have persecuted me.
这个从我幼年以来，他又说了一次。
And he repeated once again, from my youth up.
说敌人屡次的苦害我。
They have persecuted me.
雅各一生乃是受管教的一生。
The life of Jacob has gone through much discipline.
好像129篇是他这一生的一个浓缩。
It's like Psalm 129 is a summary of his life.
而且这里面的第一节里，他不是说雅各当说。
It does not say in verse 1, let Jacob now say.
他说以色列当说。
It says, let Israel now say.
什么是以色列呢?
What is Israel?
以色列乃是雅各生命的目的。
Israel is the goal of the life of Jacob.
弟兄姊妹，神在雅各身上最高的目的就是以色列。
Brothers and sisters, the highest goal in the life of Jacob is Israel for God.
雅各是个虫。
Jacob is a worm.
他只是二度空间的。
He is only in a two-dimensional.
他只知道在这地上来寻求他的快乐。
He only needs to find pleasure on this earth.
他就在那里抓。
He was grabbing.
雅各就是抓的意思。
Jacob means to grab.
但是神要在这个人身上行奇妙的事。
However, God needs to do His amazing work in
this person. 因为神在雅各身上有一个荣耀的目的。
Because God has a glorious hope in this person.
让他成为以色列。
So that he can become Israel.
成为神的王子。
So that he can become the prince of God.
彰显神的荣耀。
To manifest the glory of God.
显出神的权能。
To manifest the all power of God.
所以如果我们从这个角度来读129篇的话。
So if we read Psalm 129 from this perspective.
它可能给我们看见一个管教的图画。
You see a picture of discipline.
当我们来看这幅图画的时候
As we see this picture,
那么这里告诉我们有一个扶犁的在那里耕地
There are plowers who are plowing
他说那个 在哪耕呢说在那个背上在人的那个脊梁骨上在那里耕地
So where are they plowing? It's plowing upon his back
我们都知道在脊梁骨上这个肉是最薄的
We know that on your backbone you have very little meat.
如果那个犁头是哪怕是最小的犁头
Even if you use the smallest plow.
那对那个背来讲都是很深很深的
To the back it is very deep.
那么都会犁出一道犁沟来
And you would create a furrow.
所以这里面首先我们看见有一道犁沟
So you can see a furrow here.
管教是什么呢
What is discipline?
这里告诉我们管教原来是一个犁沟
Discipline is like furrows.
犁沟是干嘛用的呢
？What are furrows for?
我们这次在夏天会中，我们的弟兄特别告诉我们说，神的恩典真的好像雨水一样，常常供应我们。
In the summer conference, a brother particularly told us that the grace of God was like rain that pours down from above to supply us.
能够软和的。
To soften the earth.
但是你想，如果有一块地像脊背一样。
However, if you see a piece of land that is like your backbone,
你无论下多少的雨，它能够存下来吗？
No matter how much rain it pours down, can it retain any?
所以犁沟有一个很重要的目的。
So there's a very important purpose for the furrows.
就是让所下的雨都能够存下来。
So that it can retain the water that is poured down.
所以这里面。这幅图画里面告诉我们什么是神的管教呢
So this picture tells us what the discipline of God is.
神的管教乃是把恩典持守的途径。
This is a way to retain the grace that God has given us.
乃是使恩典不致流失的一个方法。
So that grace will not is a means by which
乃是让恩典能够产生出生命果效的这个方法。
So that grace can bring out a manifestation of life.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神的面前常常领受很多的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, we have received much grace from God.
你发现有的时候我们去夏令会来听主的话语。
A lot of times we go to summer conference and listen to the word of God.
我们大家都听一样的讲员。
We all listen to the same speakers.
但弟兄姊妹，你发现在我们生命中的那个改变是不一样。
However, you see the difference that these speakers make in our life is different.
对有的人来讲，还没有离开夏令会呢，所听的话都忘掉了。
To some, before they even left the summer conference, they forgot all the words they heard.
但是在有的弟兄姊妹生命中，却发生了一个翻天覆地的改变。
However, to some brothers and sisters, there was a huge transformation in their life.
有个弟兄他跟我有点交通。
Brother fellowshiped a little with me.
他说他从前读圣经的时候。就是他很爱读圣经。
previously, he really, really loved to read the Bible.
说他读圣经花很多的时间。
He spent much, much time in reading the Bible.
但是说那些话就是进不去。
However, these words just cannot get into him.
他不知道为什么。
He doesn't know why.
他不是没有祷告。
It's not that he didn't pray.
他不是不花时间。
It's not that he didn't spend time.
他真的花功夫来读主的话。
He really spent effort to read the Word of God.
但是那些话进不去。
However, those words could not enter in.
感谢主，后来主把他兴起来。
Thank the Lord. The Lord subsequently raised him up.
他把自己交在主的手里。
He gave his life unto the hands of God.
他有许许多多的服事。
He has much service.
在服事的里面。
And in his service.
他告诉我说他到现在才知道他自己不懂什么叫服事。
He told me that in his service, he then realized he does not know what service is.
就神太多的管教了。
He said that God has disciplined much.
说真的像这个以赛亚书里面所说的。
It's truly like Isaiah.
说旧的伤口还没有长好，新的那个管教又来了。
The old wounds have not healed, and the new discipline comes.
说他常常得罪人。
And he offended people often.
常常得罪朋友。
He offended his friends often.
常常得罪主。
He offended the Lord often.
常常凭着自己的意思在那里冲。
He do things according to his own will.
但是他说，当他在读主话语的时候。
However, as he was reading the word of God.
说好像每一句话都对他讲。
It's as if every single word is speaking to him.
说他早晨在那里读的时候。
As he's reading the word of God in the morning.
一直流泪，一直流泪。
He keeps weeping.
神的恩典的雨都能够进到他的里面。
The gracious rain of God can enter into him.
当他在听到的时候，
as he's listening to sermons,
下来跟我讲说这些道怎么都是对我说的。
He said that all these sermons are spoken to him.
弟兄姊妹，神在他的生命中产生了离垢。
God has created furrows in his life.
神的恩典在他身上产生了生命的果效。
God has created the manifestation of life in him.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做神的管教。
Brothers and sisters, this is the discipline of God.
神的管教乃是一个犁沟。
The discipline of life is like the furrows.
乃是要让神的恩典在我们生命中产生了真实的果效。
So that grace can bear true fruit in us.
这个我们大家读过 Fromke 弟兄写的书。
We have read books written by Fromke.
有一个见证我印象非常的深刻。
I remember one particular testimony.
就是那个叫做这个罗伯特主教的故事。
It's the story about Bishop Roberts.
他是在这个一个特会里面的主要讲员。
He was a special speaker in a conference.
神的灵充满他，他给弟兄姊妹有很多的供应。
The Spirit of God filled him, and he had much, much supply to the brothers and sisters.
那么特会完了，他就找住宿的地方。
After the conference, he was looking for lodging.
那么到了一家人那里，他就说，我能不能住下？
He came to a particular family and said, "Could I stay?"
那一看，这一个他穿的很朴素的衣服，看着一个这么一个老头来。
They saw a very old man with a very plain clothes.
好吧，你就进来住好了。
So they said, "Okay, you come in and lodge."
也不给他饮食，也不给他吃饭。
They did not supply him with food.
在他后面有一个年轻的传道人来了。
After him was a young preacher.
他说我是在哪里哪里牧会的。
And he said, "I was a pastor of so and so
place." 我是神的仆人。
I am the servant of the Lord.
哇，这个家里的人赶紧把这个所有的都打开。
So all the members of the family opened up their entire house.
这个很好的款待他。
They showed him hospitality.
年轻人也很得意。
And this young person is very enjoying himself.
正好这个家里有一个年轻的女孩子。
And also, there's a young girl in this family.
他就跟他在那里非常放肆的那里谈话。
So they were talking without constraint.
等到晚上要睡觉的时候。
At the time when they were about to go to sleep.
他看墙角怎么坐着一个人。
He realized there was somebody sitting at the corner.
他说这是谁？
He said, "Who is that?"
说这个，他今天晚上跟你睡一个房间。
They said, "He will live in the same room with you tonight."
他也是过路的。
He is also passing by.
很不高兴。
So he was very mad.
但是他就勉强的，就是回到了这个房间的里面。
So he forced himself to go back into the room.
他说：“老人家你从哪来呀？”
He said, "Old man, where do you come from?"
说：“我是从特会而来。”
He said, "I came from the special conference."
哦，特会，你没有听罗伯特这个他的讲道呢？
So he said, "Oh, you came from the conference. Did you hear Bishop Roberts preach?"
好，听了。
I said, "Yes."
我跟他很熟。
Yes, I heard him, and I'm very close to him.
好，你认识他？
So you know him?
我就是他。
I am him.
这个年轻的人那一天他生命发生极大的改变。
That day in the life of this young man there was a huge transformation.
神借着这件事来管教他。
The Lord used this incident to
discipline him. 他在神的面前领受了多少的恩典。
He has gained, received much grace before God.
但在人前是一个生活，在人背后又是另外一种生活。
However, before man, he leads one particular life, and behind man, he leads another kind of life.
他的生命改变了。
His life was changed.
恩典在他身上产生了生命的果效。
Grace has been showing manifestation of this life.
所以弗兰克弟兄他就说，这个神的管教啊，和神的这个恩典呢，好像什么呢？好像那个钟表的两个指针一样。
So Brother Fromke told us that the grace of God and the discipline of God are like the two hands.
每一次神的管教都带进十二位神的祝福。
Every time God disciplines us, it brings forth blessings twelvefold.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们拒绝神的管教，
brothers and sisters, if we reject the discipline of God,
你看在我们生命中是何等的贫穷。
You know that your life is poor indeed.
收割的不够一把。
You do not do not have enough harvest in one hand. And those who bind the binder of sheaves does not have enough in his bosom.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们在生命中肯接受神的管教。
If we can receive the discipline of God,
神的恩典在我们身上真的要做奇妙改变的工作。
The grace of God would indeed undertake this transforming life.
这是这幅图画首先给我们看见的。
This is the first thing that this picture shows us.
就是神的管教乃是那个犁沟。
God's discipline is like the furrows.
那么这个犁沟呢，它不仅是简单的犁沟。
Not only are they simple furrows,
它乃是在人的脊背上产生的犁沟。
These are furrows that are created on the backbone of man.
所以这幅图画里面更给我们看见它是犁背上的犁沟。
So you can see that
脊背上的犁沟。
These are furrows on people's backbone.
脊背上的犁沟你能看到什么？
What can you see from the furrows on people's backbone?
你就会看见血气、肉体都翻出来了。
You can see flesh.And itself be
连那个骨头可能都给翻出来了。
Even bones could be plowed out.
这里告诉我们管教是什么。
Here it tells us what discipline is.
管教乃是我们认识自己的途径。
Discipline is a means by which we know ourselves.
如果不是经历管教的话，
if we had not gone through discipline,
我们都包得好好的。
We've all been covered up very well.
我们都以为还很属灵。
We all feel that we're spiritual.
我们就只要有了知识就属灵了。
We think that if, as long as we have knowledge,
只要有了恩赐就属灵了。
As long as we have gifts, we're
只要有了侍奉就属灵了。
As long as we serve, we're spiritual.
弟兄姊妹，感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, thank God.
这里给我们看见另外一幅的图画。
We see another picture here.
就是在脊背上的犁沟。
We see the furrows on the backbone.
把我们的血气、肉体都翻出来。
Where our flesh and self are being plowed out.
让我们的脊再也不能够隐藏。
So that our self cannot be hidden.
主说他借着管教要特别成就一件事。
The Lord also says that he wants to accomplish one particular thing through discipline.
就把我们里面许多的污秽和许多的愚昧都赶出去。
That to cast out a lot of the foolishness and filthiness.
因为我们这个人呢，常常是很有忍耐的。
We seemingly have patience.
哦，很多人我们都可以忍耐。
We can endure many things.
但是你看在我们生命中就好像有一个人是对我就我们怎么着也没有办法对付的。
However, there's one particular person, no matter what, we cannot endure.
当我们跟别人讲的时候，
As we tell all the people,
你知道我是多么好的一个人吗？
We're such a good person.
我见过多少的人，我见过很多的人。
I have met many, many people.
我和很多的人都曾经这个 roommate 过。
I have been roommates with many people.
我和很多人都同事过。
I've been colleagues with many people.
这些人里面有的是很这个自私的人。
Some of them are really, really selfish.
有很不讲理的人。
They're very unreasonable people.
我都没有发脾气。
I've never thrown a fit.
你知道我是多好的一个人。
Do you know how good a person I am?
你知道就是这个人。
Is this particular person?
让我发脾气。
He makes me throw a fit.
你说到底是谁的错吧？
You tell me whose fault it is.
一定是他的错，对不对？
Of course it is his fault.
你像我这么好的一个人，
I'm such a good person.
这么多坏人跟我在一起，我都没发过脾气。
And so many bad people around us, and I've never thrown a temper.
那就是因为他的缘故，我就发了脾气了。
Because of him, I've thrown a fit.
弟兄姊妹，这一个人就是犁头。
Sisters, so this person is like the plowers.
每个人我们都有一个非常软弱的地方。
Every single one of us have a very weak point.
我们每个人都有一个脊背。
We all have a backbone.
只要这个犁头，哪怕再小的犁头，一犁就把我们血肉都翻出来。
No matter how small the plowing is, it would plow out our flesh.
你知道，就他说的这个这么坏的这个人。
So for this really bad person, this person mentioned.
别的人都认为他是好人。
Other people think that he is a good person.
很奇怪啊。
Very strangely.
两个好人住在一起。
Two good people live together.
常常吵架。
They argue constantly.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的智慧。
Brothers and sisters, this is the wisdom of God.
这是神的管教。
This is the discipline of God.
若不是因着这一个人的缘故。
If it were not for this person.
我们觉着我们是何等能够忍耐的一个人。
We feel that we're somebody who has much patience.
我们觉着我们的心胸是何等广大的一个人。
We feel that we have an expanded heart.
全教会我所有人都能够容纳。
I can get along with everyone in the church.
你说我胸怀大不大？
Don't you think I have a very expanded heart?
你说我有没有基督的度量？
Don't I have the measure of Christ?
可就是这个人。
However, this particular person.
就是不能容纳他。
I cannot receive him.
最好他不在就好了。
If he were not here, that would be the best.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的犁头。
Brothers and sisters, those are the plowing of God.
这是神的管教。
This is the discipline of God.
神借着这些要把我们的愚昧赶出去。
Through these incidents, God would cast out our
foolishness. 我们不晓得我们里面是何等的自满。
Because we do not know how self-satisfied we are.
我们也不晓得我们里面是何等的狭小。
Because we don't know how narrow we are.
我们也不晓得我们是何等的骄傲。
Because we do not know how proud we are.
有一个姊妹，她这个每一天她这个去每次出去聚会都穿非常朴素的衣服。
There's a sister who always put on plain clothes when he goes to meetings. When she goes to meetings.
她从来不穿那些花花绿绿的衣服。
She would not put on colorful clothes.
她觉得去聚会就应该穿朴素的衣服。
Because she feels that to go to meetings, you have to put on plain clothes.
出去看望也穿朴素的衣服。
If you go to visit other people, you have to put on plain clothes.
她就特别喜欢她那件朴素的衣服。
And so she particularly likes her plain clothes.
对，她特别喜欢那一件。
There's one particular piece of clothing that is plain that she likes.
那件是一个朴素的衣服。
Because that is a piece of plain clothing.
有一天她在喂孩子的时候。
One day she's feeding her child.
一下子那个饭就撒到了那个朴素的衣服
上。Some food landed on her plain clothing.
她难过得不得了。
She was very, very sad.
这下我没有朴素衣服穿出去了。
So now, from now on, I don't have any plain clothing to wear.
神的灵光照了她。
And then the Spirit of God disciplined her.
这个小小的犁头。
This is a little plowing.
就把他里面的骄傲显出来。
It revealed her inner condition.
他觉得只要有这个朴素的衣服，那就是远离世界。
She feels that because she had this piece of plain clothing, she's far away from the world.
有这个朴素的衣服，那就是属灵。
Because she had this plain clothing, she was spiritual.
弟兄姊妹，神他爱我们。
Brothers and sisters, God loved us.
他有的时候就让那一个很深很深的痛临到我们身上。
He may allow a very deep pain to descend on us.
那有的人不怕痛的。
Some people are not afraid of pain.
短痛不怕的。
They're not afraid of a short pain.
所以这里面就说那犁沟怎么样，就很长。
So here it says that they lengthen their furrows.
短痛还显不出我们的那个血气来。
A short pain would not reveal our flesh.
神就用长痛。
So God would use a prolonged pain.
所以这里就是犁沟就甚长。
So here it says that they lengthen their furrows.
在家庭的里面，我们常常看见很长很长的犁沟。
In family situations, we see lengthened furrows.
其他的痛啊，都可以是短痛。
Other pains could be a short duration pain.
哎，许许多的家庭里面的痛是长痛。
However, some pains in some families are prolonged pain.
弟兄姊妹，我们要看见神的手。
Brothers, we have to see the hands of God.
有的时候我们在外面有很多的属灵的侍奉。
A lot of times we have a lot of spiritual service outside.
可是我们家里面就是没有一个和谐。
However, we lack a harmony in our family.
弟兄姊妹，神要对付我们。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord would deal with us.
神是真实的神。
God is a true God.
他盼望我们在人面前的乃是和在 人看不见的时候是一样的。
He wants us to be same, whether we're before man or in places where men cannot see.
所以这里面我们看见第二幅图画，就是那个脊背上的犁沟。
So we see a second picture, which are the furrows on the backbone.
那是让我们来认识自己。
So that we can know ourselves.
那第三幅图画呢？
The third picture.
就是一个扶犁的。
Is about the plowers.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
借着这样的管教。
Through these discipline.
主最主要的目的让我们来更深的认识他。
The key purpose of the Lord is to know Him.
让我们更加经历他的爱是何等的长阔高深。
To experience how deep and wide His love
is. 看见他的爱是何等智慧的爱。
And His love is so wise.
看那个扶犁的啊，耕的深，耕的浅，都由他来决定。
The plowers decide how deep they plow.
这个我的一个叔父，他是这个种田的。
One of my uncles is a farmer.
他在全家里面那个最重要的工作就是那个扶犁的。
The most important task in the family is to keep the plow.
那个扶犁的，如果他扶得好，这一年就可以收成。
If you plow well, then you have good harvest.
如果这个扶犁的不懂得怎么扶犁的话
，If the plowers do not know how to plow,
那么有很多的种子就白白撒种。
A lot of seed would be thrown down in vain.
这个扶犁的是何等的智慧。
The plowers have to have so much wisdom.
他知道在哪里转弯。
He knows where to turn.
他知道能够犁多久才能够再产生生命的果效。
He knows how long to plow before you can manifest life.
姊妹，经过这样的管教。
Brothers and sisters, through this discipline.
我们知道神是何等的爱我们。
We know how much God loves us.
凡是没有经过管教的。
People who have not gone through discipline.
其实在这个人生命中的痛苦是更多的。
There will be more pain in this person's life.
和管教相比。
In comparison with discipline.
所有的我们遭遇的那些的痛苦都是更长、更大的痛苦。
All these other things we encounter are more painful and more bitter.
管教乃是至暂至轻的苦楚。
Discipline is the light momentary treatment.
我们知道神让我们身上有痛觉。
We know that God has given us a sense of pain.
那实在是极大的保护。
It is a great protection.
如果我们里面有了痛。
If we feel pain inside.
如果我们真的感觉到这个环境的压力产生痛觉的时候。
If the environment creates pressure and we feel pain.
那是神在保护我们。
God is protecting us.
这个昨天我们去一个弟兄家里去看望他，他买了几条金鱼。
Yesterday we went to visit a brother and he bought a few goldfish.
金鱼啊，它肚子是没有神经的。
In the stomach of the goldfish, there are no nerve endings.
它无论吃多少，它都不痛的。
No matter how much it eats, it does not feel pain.
所以金鱼会撑死的。
That's why the goldfish can eat so much that it dies.
弟兄姊妹，当我们生命中有痛的时候。
As we feel pain in our lives,
那是神极大的保护。
This is the great protection from God.
弟兄姊妹，神何等的爱我们。
Brothers and sisters, God loves us so much.
神就盼望我们能够回头。
The only hope of God is for us to turn back.
盼望我们能够停下来一下。
So that we can pause a little.
看看为什么会痛。
To see why we're in pain.
有的时候脚里面这个鞋子里面进了一个沙子。
Sometimes there's a piece of sand in your shoes.
走起来就是别扭。
It's very awkward when you walk.
你感到很别扭。
You feel very awkward.
你可以不管它。
You can ignore it.
但是你受的痛苦是更长的。
But then you would have a longer pain.
但如果你停下来。
But if you stop.
你把那个沙子除掉。
And you remove the piece of sand.
立刻你就舒服了。
Then you'll be comfortable.
弟兄姊妹，神何等的爱我们呢？
Brothers and sisters, God loves us so much.
他知道在我们生命中有的沙子。
He knows the sand that is in our life.
在我们生命中许多的危险。
And there are many dangers in our life.
他为了要让我们达到他生命的目的。
In order to reach the goal of life.
他是那个扶犁的。
He is the plower.
他是满了慈爱，满了智慧。
He's filled with compassion and wisdom.
那么这幅图画里面不仅给我们看见，什么是神的管教。
This picture not only shows the discipline of God.
他也给我们看见神的不同的管教。
It also show different disciplines.
这里至少有两种神的管教。
Here there are at least two types of discipline of God.
头一个我管它叫做公义的管教。
First, I call it the discipline of righteousness.
就是当神的管教临到我们的时候。
When God's discipline descends on us,
我们常常知道神为什么管教。
We know why God disciplines us.
然后这段时间看这个 internet 太多了。
This period of time, I've spent too much time before the internet.
主的灵会提醒我们。
The Lord will remind us.
当你悔改，当你顺服的时候。
When you repent and you obey.
当你在那里好好的读圣经的时候。
As you read your Bible.
我发现你立刻就和主恢复交通。
You know that your communion with the Lord is restored
instantly. 马上就享受主的甜美。
And you immediately enjoy the sweetness.
发现好像那个犁啊，马上就停住了。
And so the plowing stops immediately.
他说那个就砍断了那个绳索。
And he has cut in two the cords.
那个难处一下就过去了。
The difficulty disappears.
在这方面，有很多弟兄姊妹都有很美好的见证。
In this area, there are a lot of beautiful testimony by brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，关于这件事，我们要特别的小心。
We have to be particularly careful about this matter.
对于神公义的管教，我们一定要赶紧立刻的顺服。
With respect to the discipline of righteousness, we have to immediately submit and obey.
否则在你生命中一定没有平安的。
Otherwise, in your life, you will never have peace.
神不会放过我们的。
God will not let us go.
他一定要把你鞋子那个石子把它除掉。
He truly wants you to remove that piece of sand in your shoes.
弟兄姊妹，这是神公义的管教。
Brothers and sisters, this is the discipline of righteousness of God.
对于这样的管教，我们常常愿意接受的。
Regarding such discipline, we're a lot of times willing to receive.
我们常常喜欢这样的管教。
We like these this type of
discipline. 如果我们在主里稍微有点经历的话。
If we have a little bit of experience in the
Lord. 我们因着这样的管教，常常产生更多的感谢，更多的赞美。
This type of discipline will create more thanksgiving and praises.
这里面还告诉我们有另外一种的管教。
However, here it tells us about another type of discipline.
我管它叫做西安的管教。
I describe it as the discipline of Zion.
什么是西安的管教？
What is the discipline of Zion?
就是当你悔改认罪以后。
After you have repented of your sins.
那个犁沟啊，没有停下来。
The plowing does not stop.
它继续的往前犁。
It is still plowing.
好像那个苦难比原来还深。
It's as if the affliction is even deeper.
有的时候甚至你都不晓得为什么遭遇这些苦难。
Sometimes you don't even know why you're going through such affliction.
好像一点原因都没有的。
It's like there's no reason at all.
甚至大家都觉得这个是非常爱主的弟兄。
To such extent that the discipline reaches brothers who
really love the Lord. 是把自己的一生都奉献给主的弟兄。
These are brothers who have consecrated their lives to the Lord.
好像那个犁沟比别人还深。
However, the furrows are even deeper.
那个犁沟比别人还长。
And the plowing is even longer.
弟兄姊妹，这是西安的管教。
Brothers and sisters, this is the discipline of Zion.
公义的管教常常是除掉我们的污秽。
The discipline of righteousness usually removes our filthiness.
而西安的管教乃是使我们单纯。
But the discipline of Zion purifies us.
弟兄姊妹，你知道使一个事物单纯是很不容易的。
Brothers and sisters, it is hard to purify anything.
我们从前在实验室里养细胞。
Previously, we would grow cells in labs.
哇，那个细胞的用的水的要求非常的高。
The water required for these cells are very, very high.
我们因为要去买的话呢，那非常的昂贵。
If we have to buy this water, it will be very expensive.
所以我们就自己来制作。
So we created this water.
那么我们把这个自来水呢，就经过两遍的这个树脂的过滤。
So after we take the tap water and go through distillation twice.
Filter.
We filter it twice.
然后呢，我们再蒸馏它 distill.
And then we distill it.
然后再蒸馏一遍。
And then we distill it twice.
然后把它放在瓶子里，再用高温高压消毒。
And then we put it in a bottle and use high pressure to remove germs.
然后这样的水才能够去用在养细胞的上面。
Then that water can be used to grow cells.
那个水非常的纯。
That water is very pure.
非常的昂贵。
It is very expensive.
弟兄姊妹，如果要是钻石如果要纯化的话。
Brothers and sisters, for a diamond to become pure.
那实在是非常非常的困难。
It is very, very difficult.
实在说来，我们在现在目前的科学技术还没有办法使它纯化。
Even given our scientific advancements, we cannot purify diamonds.
所以在自然界里，如果能够找到一个很纯的钻石，
So if we can find a very pure diamond,
那个价值是何等的昂贵。
The value is extremely expensive.
弟兄姊妹，神今天要的器皿是纯的器皿。
Brothers and sisters, today God wants pure vessels.
很多的知识我们都知道。
We know a lot of knowledge.
甚至我们可以得到恩赐。
And we can even get gifts.
但你发现就服侍不出去。
However, you cannot serve it out.
当你在那讲的时候，人不会改变。
As you talk, no one changes.
我们在上面讲，底下有个弟兄，不弟兄，原来他是朋友，他跟我讲说，你在上面讲一句，我讲两句。
there was this gospel friend. He said, you talk one sentence up there, and I can talk back to you for two sentences.
他说你讲的话从来都没听进去过。
I have never heard a word of what you said.
弟兄姊妹。器皿如果不单纯的话
Brothers and sisters, if the vessel was not pure,
你发现神的能力就受到亏损。
The power of God would fall short.
那个能力就出不去。
The power have no outlet.
那个光就出不去。
The light has no outlet.
弟兄姊妹，这里面给我们看见锡安的管教。
Brothers and sisters, here shows us the discipline of Zion.
有的人说这是叫做王的训练。
Some people describe this as a training to be king.
锡安就是大卫宝座所在。
Because Zion is where the throne of
David. 乃是神作王掌权的地方。
This is a place where God rules and reigns.
神在我们身上有一个更高的目的。
God has a higher goal in our lives.
让我们与他一同的作王掌权。
So that we can rule and reign with him.
所以有的时候我们会经历到锡安的管教。
So sometimes we would undergo the discipline of Zion.
圣经上这种管教常常是人所不喜欢。
This type of discipline does not find pleasure with men.
所以这里有恨恶锡安的。
So here it talks about may all who hate Zion.
弟兄姊妹，愿我们不做恨恶锡安的。
Brothers and sisters, let us not be those who hate Zion.
在希伯来书十二章那里告诉我们。
In Hebrews 12, it tells us.
什么叫做恨恶锡安？
What does hating Zion mean?
就是轻看主的管教。
Which is to regard lightly the discipline of the Lord.
另外就是灰心失望。
And the other thing is to faint and be disappointed.
所以恨恶锡安有两种的表现。
So there are two manifestations of hating Zion.
一个就是轻看主的管教。
One is to regard lightly the
discipline of the Lord. 为什么这些人到我身上？
Why do these things happen to me?
好像主做错了一样。
It's as if the Lord has done
something wrong. 好像神再也不是公义的神一样。
As if the Lord is not a righteous God.
好像神的时间都错了。
As if all God's timing is wrong.
弟兄姊妹，这是恨恶锡安的。
Brothers and sisters, this is hating Zion.
有的时候我们认为是环境。
A lot of times we think that this is just the environment.
我们觉得是人跟我们过不去。
It is people who cannot get along with us.
像雅各一样。
It's like Jacob.
所以我们就争了。
So we fight.
我们就跟他争了。
So we fight.
我们就奋斗啊。
And we struggle.
我们一定要胜过他。
We have to prevail over him.
这是恨恶锡安。
This is hating Zion.
这是轻看主的管教。
This is regarding lightly the discipline of
the Lord. 有的时候我们圣经说这是仇敌来的。
Sometimes we say this is from the enemy.
那我们就集中火力。
So we concentrate our firing power.
加强祷告
and we increase our prayers.
求神快快将难处挪去
So we ask God to remove the difficulty quickly.
所以我们消灭了一个难处又一个难处
So we destroy one difficulty after another difficulty.
弟兄姊妹，多少的时候，神在神的眼中，我们是恨恶锡安的。
Brothers and sisters, so many times we are hating Zion
in the eyes of God. 我们是轻看主的管教。
We are regarding lightly the discipline of the Lord.
那有的时候我们灰心。
Sometimes we faint.
我们觉着好像主不爱我们。
We feel like the Lord is does not love us anymore.
我们里面受控告。
We are condemned within.
我一定犯了什么罪。
I must have committed some sin.
我一定有什么罪。
I must have some sins.
每一天都活在自爱自怜的里面。
Every day we live in self-love and self-pity.
然后就冷淡，就后退。
And then we retract.
不再聚会了。
And then we do not go to meetings anymore.
我不愿再亲近主。
And we don't want to draw near to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是恨恶锡安。
Brothers and sisters, this is also hating Zion.
这是灰心失望。
This is becoming faint and be disappointed.
如果我们是个恨恶锡安的。
If we are one who hates Zion.
这里面就说，他好像房顶的草未长成而枯干。
Here it says that they're like grass upon the housetops, which withers before it grows up.
一直都是很幼稚的信心。
It's a very immature faith.
不能够长成一个老练、一个宝贵的信心。
We cannot have this experienced and pure faith.
收割的不够一把。
And therefore, the reaper does not fill his hand.
我们没有什么可以供应给别人。
And we have nothing to supply other people.
我们失去主的同在，失去主的平安。
We lose the presence of the Lord and the peace of the
主的同在，主的平安就是主的祝福。
The presence of the Lord and the peace of the Lord is His blessing.
你看，当雅各在他的生命里面，当他拒绝神的管教的时候
，You notice that in the life of Jacob when he rejected the
discipline of God. 当他在拉班面前做见证的时候
，When he was testifying before Laban.
讲的都是他痛苦的经历。
He was always talking about his painful experiences.
你从这样的身上只能够听见他痛苦的经历。
From these people, we could only hear their painful experience.
但后来雅各的生命真的改变。
Later, the life of Jacob has changed.
他接受了锡安的管教。
He has received the discipline of Sion.
真的成为神的王子。
He became the prince of God.
他成为以色列。
He became Israel.
当他在法老面前做见证的时候。
When he was testifying before Pharaoh.
你好像也听见他痛苦的经历。
You could also, as if you could hear his painful experience.
我的一生又短又苦，不及我的列祖。
He said that my years are few and unpleasant, unlike my predecessors.
但是弟兄姊妹，当一个人接受锡安管教的时候
，But when he is willing to receive the discipline of Zion,
当他讲他的受苦经历的时候
，When he described his bitter experience,
你不仅仅听见一个受苦的经历
，Not only did you hear a suffering experience,
你更看见一个受苦的见证
，You can also see a testimony of suffering.
所以你看雅各，他两次伸手给法老祝福。
So you see that Jacob twice held out his hands to give
blessings to Pharaoh. 他的信心是一个宝贵的信心。
His faith is a precious faith.
他的灵里面是何等的丰富。
He is very abundant in his spirit.
他里面满了主的同在和主的平安。
And in him is filled with the presence of the Lord and the peace of God.
弟兄姊妹，愿我们不轻看主的管教。
Brothers and sisters, may us not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord.
让我们受管教的时候也不灰心。
As we go through discipline, let us not be faint.
愿主借着管教带我们进入与他更深的交通。
So that through discipline, he can bring us into a deeper communion with him.
让我们对他有更多真实的认识。
So that we can have a truer understanding of him.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，你是何等的爱我们。
Heavenly Father, we thank you because you love us so much.
若不是你允许，我们一根头发都不会掉在地上。
If you do not allow it, not one single piece of our
hair. 我们实在是你借着圣灵所生的。
Because truly we're born of you through the Spirit.
我们都是你真的儿子。
We are your true sons.
我求你让我们里面被你的圣灵所照亮。
We ask you to enlighten us through your Spirit.
当我们遇见管教的时候
，As we encounter discipline.
没有一个是。灰心的
Not one of us would be faint.
也没有一个是轻看的
Not one of us regarded lightly.
好让你借着管教达到你在我们生命中的目的
So that through discipline you can reach the goal of our life.
赶出我们里面所有的愚昧
Cast out all the foolishness within us.
让我们的生命中结出生命的果子
So that our lives will bear fruit of
righteousness. 让你的恩典在生命中产生真实的果效
So that your life could have a true manifestation in real life.
我们都愿意成为你自己顺命的儿女
We all want to be obedient children of yours.
就你听我们的祷告
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you.